Chapter 2. The Dictates of My Heart and Blood. Hollywood and Washington, April 1939 to May 1940. Confessions of a Nazi Spy opened in New York City on April 28, 1939, the day Hitler gave a speech at the Reichstag, in which he made it clear that he considered Poland to be his for the taking. Its title alone was shocking. The word Nazi had never before appeared in the name of a major studio movie, and this one had been the subject of controversy from the moment Warners had acquired the movie rights a year earlier. Confessions was directed by Wyler and Houston's close friend Anatole Litvak, a Ukrainian-born Jew who had fled Germany as the Nazis rose in the early 1930s. The story was based on a former FBI agent's account of the infiltration of a ring of Nazis within the German-American Bund in New York City. Other companies had openly opposed Warner's intention to make the film. The head of Paramount's internal censorship department warned that if Confessions was in any way uncomplimentary to Germany, as it must be if it is to be sincerely produced, then Warners will have on their hands the blood of a great many Jews in Germany. Some within the production code office, which had never been particularly sympathetic to the industry's Jewish leaders, argued that the movie courted disaster by failing to depict Hitler's unchallenged political and social achievements, and would be one of the most lamentable mistakes ever made by the industry. Others feared that it would inflame anti-Semitic accusations that Hollywood was clannishly advancing a Jewish interventionist agenda. As Confessions sped toward production, Warner Brothers assumed that it would inevitably be banned in many European countries, which it was, and might also face serious opposition from state and municipal censorship boards, which it did not. But the studio stood by its conviction that the country was ready for the movie, and was aided considerably by its star, Edward G. Robinson, born Emanuel Goldenberg, who lobbied hard to play the FBI agent Robinson, telling Hal Wallace, "I want to do that for my people," and who proved to be an articulate and compelling spokesman.